We continue Bezer Hashem's Baruch to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chaf Hilchos Sfira Soimer Bnei Sfira Bayutz Al Sifim B'Leil Sheni Shel Pesach on the second night of Pesach Maschilim Lispar Sfira Soimer we begin to count the Sfira the Sifra Ma'umen we should count standing as we are standing. There are those that Sfira is counted after Ma'ariv after the first night after the second Ma'ariv on Pesach the second night. There are those in Chutz Laaretz, because since we're going home after Ma'ariv that night and making a Seder, and the Sfira begins when it's ready, Chol HaMoed, that don't make a Seder, that therefore some wait to make count the Sfira till after they finish the Seder, or at least when they're deep into the Seder. But that comes with its own set of questions. How could you eat Shulchan Aruch before you count the Sfira? And there's a concern that you may forget to count the Sfira. And everybody should follow their minik. The Sefer Umad, we count the Sfira standing. It's preferable to always count Sfira at the beginning of the night to fulfill what it says in the Torah, Tamimos Tiyana. And if every day is considered a separate mitzvah, every day you should have a full day of counting, and therefore you should count at the earliest time possible on every day. And of course, there's also a concept of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs, to do a mitzvah as quickly as possible. However, if somebody has a minyan where he always daven Ma'ariv at a certain time, he shouldn't count before the davening of Ma'ariv, because Tadr V'she'en Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. And it's also better to count Sfira B'tzibur versus counting it all by yourself before you daven Ma'ariv, not with a minyan. But the Eved is mana kol alayla, but the Eved, the time for counting Sfira is all night long. But basic nesses b'leil Shabbos for Yontif on Shul, Friday night, Yontif night, sorry from Lacha Kiddush, we count the Sfira after Kiddush. Kedei lak hagdim Kiddush Sayoim, we want to make it Yontif and Shabbos as early as possible. B'yotzi Shabbos for Yontif versus Motzi Shabbos and Motzi Yontif, sorry from Kodim Avdalah, we count the Sfira before Avdalah. Kedei la'ach yitzis hayoyim, we want to make Avdalah as late as possible. K'shchal yontav achar v'matzoy Shabbos, if the last day of Pesach is on Shabbos, shomer kiddush Avdalah kos achad, and then we make kiddush and Avdalah in one cup. So from Gamkein, Kaidim, we still count the Sfira before the kiddush, the combined kiddush v'Avdalah, kedei la'achar s'Avdalah to delay the Avdalah. Similarly, if it's a night that we're saying Kiddush Levana, we do Kiddush Levana, and only after Kiddush Levana, we do Sfira and then Kiddush Levana, unless there's a concern that if we're going to delay this Kiddush Levana, the moon may not be there. Sif Beis, Mishashach Kalalayel Vlei Sofer, if somebody skipped an entire night from counting, Yisper B'yoyim B'loi Bracha, they should count by day without a bracha, and that's why the Kav HaChaim says that there are many that have the minig that every morning by Shachos that somebody counts that day, of course without a bracha, that it should serve as a reminder in case somebody forgot to count Sfira, he'll remind himself. And if you did that day, the coming day is Yisper B'bracha. If you also forgot counting not just by night but that entire day, Achka B'kol HaLeilos from then on, you can't count with a bracha. And there are those that suggest that you should, Mr. Brewer says, that you can't make a bracha anymore, but you should have a mind when the Baal Tefillah, the Rav, whoever is making the bracha, that you want to be yoitz with that bracha. There's a chiddush from the Beis HaLevi that even though you can't count anymore, but since at the end of every week we say it's 1 week past, 2 week past, that's a separate mitzvah. And that isn't the mitzvah that you missed out on. Maybe that you could still do. Vim, the stopik loyim sofer b'layla loy. If someone has a question if he missed a day, abish loy sofer b'yom shlachrav, and he doesn't even know if he made it up the next day, mikom makom yichal lispa shalas b'bracha. And the reason is because the entire issue that if you forgot a day, did you lose the mitzvah, is really dependent if each day is a separate mitzvah or it's all one long mitzvah. So here it's a svek sveka. It's a suffix that I miss a day. And even if I did miss the day, I still maybe am allowed to count the other days with a bracha. And therefore, under these circumstances, the halacha is you could continue counting with a bracha. Sifkim Hashem HaChaveroi Ben HaShmashas or Achkach. If somebody asks you, once the time of Sfira came, what is today's date? What is today's count? Kama Moinim HaYoim. Yoim Eloi, you shouldn't say that count, because maybe then it will be considered that you already counted Sfira and you won't be able to make a bracha. Rather, the way you should respond is you should say, Esmal HaYukach V'kach, this was yesterday's count. Shim Yoim Eloi Kama Moinim HaYoim, if you'll say exactly what today's count is, and it's already the time when you can be yoitz the mitzvah, ein rishoyim lachvarach akach l'psvira, you won't be able to count anymore that day with a bracha. The l'chatchila, this halacha should not only be by Ben Hashmashes, even from Plaga Minchan on, you should be careful how not to respond with today's count. If you said today's count as you were learning, that's not considered that you counted the day. If somebody counted, said that yesterday was whatever number yesterday was, but he was confused, and he said today's day, since he had absolutely no intention to be mekayim the mitzvah, and he thought it was actually yesterday's count, then it's not considered as if you counted, and you could still count tonight with a bracha. If somebody asks you, tonight's count is 5 days in the Eirmer, and all you said is yes, that's not considered as if you counted. On the other hand, it is appropriate that even on the first night of the Sfira, not to say once it comes after the plague, but certainly by Ben Hashmashes, tonight we begin the Sfira, because that may be considered that you began counting, and you won't be able to count tonight with a bracha. Sif Dalad, L'chatchil Kol Mishivarach, before you make the bracha, tzach sheyda ma'al varach, you should know what you're supposed to be doing. Then in sheyda, you should be aware, kama yom hem b'sfira, what is today's count in the sfira? In b'di'evit, however, im la yoda, if you don't know, u'pasach u'berich adat shispa k'ma shishma chaveroi, and you had a mind to fulfill the mitzvah as you're going to hear from somebody else, gam kein yotza. And therefore, the halacha is, if somebody counted when he wasn't certain what was today's date, so he said a day, and then it turns out that he was correct, then he doesn't have to count again, because he was yoytze the mitzvah. You made the bracha with the intention to say today is day four. Lach sheberich, but once you made the bracha, niska shetzarach lispa chamisha, you realize that today is day five. Sofer chamisha, you say today is 5 days in the Omer, and you need not make another bracha. Or if you made a mistake, you were supposed to say today is the sixth day. And by mistake you said today is chamish yom, the fifth day. And niska miyad, you remembered immediately that you made a mistake. Sofer karoi, count today's date. And you need not make another bracha. Avon hifsuk tzas, if there was an interruption, then tzarch varach shenis, then you do have to make another bracha. Siv hei, b'chol yom tov, every yom tov chal leil rishim b'shabbos, shen oimer az maravis, they used to say yoitzer, but on Friday, if the first night is on yom tov, Shabbos, we don't say maravis, as b'leil sheni, on the second night of yom tov Pesach, oimer ha maravis m'leil rishim, we say the maravis of the first night of Pesach, chutz mich Pesach, the one exception is Pesach. Shafil Chal Rishon Bel Shabbos. Even if the first night is on Shabbos, we don't say Maravis. Mikom Makom Beleil Sheni, on the second night of Pesach, Oimer Maravis Shashayach Lo, we say the Maravis of the second night. Neshudab B'Ktziris Oimer, it's that Maravis speaks about the Ktziris Oimer, Shahoy Beleil Zeh, that took place this night, and therefore that's the Maravis that should be said. Sivov, B'mei Sfira, during the days of the Sfira, Mesa Talmidim, Rabbi Kiva, Shloish, Mishloish, Yom. Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died for 33 days. Ulchein, Noahagim, B'yom, Elu, Tsas, Avelis. And that's why during this time, we act somewhat in Avelis. Some have a minig not to say Shechionu during these days. Some say that there is no source not to say Shem V'chiyanu. Some will only make a Shechiyanu on Yontif, Chol Moed Pesach, Lag Ba'omer, and Shabbos. Sheinar Sinoshim, we don't get married during these ties. Famous Taprim, we don't take a haircut. And this halach of not cutting one's hair applies to men and to women equally. Unless a man has hair from his mustache, which disturbs him from eating, then he could cut that hair. But there are different menhagim how to count these 33 days. Some start counting it from the first day of the Svira. And because of that, they don't count. They keep the Svira until Lag Ba'omer. But for a Shchodesh year, that year falls out on Shabbos. The Yesh by Shtei Kedushas, so it's a very special day. It's Kedusha Shabbos with Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. It's a combination of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Oz Matirim Lisa, Chenelim Estap of Erev Shabbos, then you can't take a haircut or get married on Friday Erev Shabbos. V'yoyim Lag Ba'omer. V'kem Shom V'elech Matirim. And from after Lag Ba'omer, the people who keep this minig, don't have to keep the menhagim at Svira. That was the day that the Talmid Rebbe Akiva stopped to pass away. It's a day that of more simcha. We don't say tachnun. We don't say tachnun the mincha before. There are many that don't say lamnat seach on that day when we were lag ba'omer. Even though there were some Talmidim that did pass away in this day, we don't begin allowing to get married or take haircut until the morning of Lag Ba'omer, not night before. If Lag Ba'omer falls on Sunday, then the halacha is mistapen be'erev Shabbos lefanav, we can't take a haircut on Erev Shabbos, L'chavit Shabbos. There are those that do allow weddings on the night of Lag Ba'omer, but they should wait till after the Tzeis K'chavim to make a wedding. The reason Lag Ba'omer is a day of Simcha is many suggest because today it's the day of the Yahrzeit of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and therefore Rav Shimon ben Yochai's day of Ptira is a Hilula. Others say it was the day that Rabbi Akiva appointed his five Talmidim to continue the leadership of Klal Yisrael, and because of that simcha, that what makes Lag Ba'omer special. Sif Zayin. The other meaning is that they allow one not to keep the Svira rules until Rosh Chodesh. Shem Shisha Asu Yoyim. V'nisharim Lag Lama Gim Yoyim B'Issa'at Chag Hashavuos. And now there's 33 days left. And they could take a haircut on Erev Shavuos. Even this minig, on Lag Ba'omer itself, matirim, they do allow haircuts. And if, as we said, if Lag Ba'omer falls out on Sunday, matirim be'erev Shabbos. That even on Friday would be allowed to take a haircut. They keep the svira until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. But Rosh Chodesh Iyar is already considered Svira days. The first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar is when they start keeping the Svira. The first of the Shlosh Megbela, Shuyoim Halama Gimel, that's the 33rd day of keeping Svira. I'm reading about Mixus Kayoim Kikula, Matir and Lisa Lastap of Ahem. Gambi Yoim Lag Ba'oim Matarim. And this meaning again, on Lag Ba'omer we could be more lenient. K'mash k'safti leil, tzrich lenig b'kol kehila minig echad. If there's a community, everybody should keep the same minig. V'loy yishanu lasa miktsos and kach and miktsos and kach. We shouldn't have some people keeping it one way or another way. Sifches hasandik who atoyfes tinim b'shas mila, the one who holds the child by the bris v'amoyel v'avi aben. The male and the father of the baby, Matarim Lestan Biyom Shlifnei Amila, could take Eka the day before the bris, Samach L'Arev, before evening, Kodem Alich LeBeis HaPeskim. Kodem Alich LeBeis HaKnesses, before going to shul. Opinion of Ben, one cannot take a haircut for during the Svira. When it comes to Bar Mitzvah, there are those that are more lenient for the Bar Mitzvah boy himself, but not for anyone else. And again, there's another minig when it comes to the Svira, and that's the minig of the Arizal that keeps Svira for the entire 33 days. And that minig, who keeps Svira for the entire 33 days, that minig, there are no exceptions. You have to keep the Svira for those 33 days. Last is Shaduchim, to get engaged, a feel of a Suda, even with a party. Matarim, Kol HaYomim, may be done throughout the Svira. Achrukudim and Mechailus, dancing, Asurim, should not be taking place during the Svira. Music should not be listened to during the Svira. Even music that's taped should not be listened to. And even music without, even tape music, recorded music without instruments, but they have these a cappellas, etc., also is violating the spirit of the law. And one should not listen to them during when he's keeping the Svira. Sif Yud. Noagim Shleilas is Melacham. There's a minig not to work. Echad Anoshim, Echad Anoshim. Men or women, Koyime, Svira, Meshkiyas Achama, Adlach, Svira, Oimer, from the Shkia until after the Svira. Remez Lezesh, Nemez Shevish, Abosois, Meloshin Shvus. The entire period of the Svira is a time of Shvus. It's a time where you don't work. Shivzman HaSvira, the Shvain Meshkiyas Achama Ve'elach, during that time, from the Shkia till we count the Svira, Yesh Lishbis V'Melocha, we don't work Adlach HaSvira. Most people don't keep that minig, but if you are part of a community that does keep that minig, you should keep it. Otherwise, you don't have to. Sif Yud Aleph B'Leil Rishon the Shavuos, on the first night of Shavuos, M'l'achrin M'l'espalol Arvis, we delay davening Mariv at Seis HaKechavim. Shim Yispalol Koidim, if we're going to daven Mariv earlier, V'Kavol Kedush Shantiv, and we'll already begin to consider it as Shavuos. Chosim at Matishva Arbi Me'esvira. You're detracting, you're deducting from the 49 days that we need to have as the Svira. That's the opinion of the Taz. Others say that the main point is that it's not the Mairiv that should not be davened early, it's the Kiddush that shouldn't be said before night, and therefore they are more lenient in davening Ma'ariv earlier, as long as one won't make Kiddush before the Tzeis. Many, however, follow the minig of the night of Shavuos, not davening Ma'ariv until the Tzeis.